huge improvement. Our team is still investigating those. We've still got folks that are doing that. But like I said, since then, we've been on the decline, and most of our efforts are thrown towards vaccine at this moment. Just to give a quick update as to where we're standing on our vaccination numbers, across Taney County, we've got, 13% of our total population has at least initiated that first shot in the second doses, or the two-dose series, and then 20% of our eligible population has initiated vaccine. So in terms of looking at just what Taney County Health Department has done, over this past weekend, we had a National Guard event. It was our second dose clinic. So with including that, we have seen right about 5,900 total doses administered by our team. Across the county, we've seen 10,000, a little over 600 doses administered in Taney County residents. So of that, 2,400 are fully vaccinated by our team at Taney County Health Department. So as you can see, we're really throwing a lot of our efforts into vaccination. Most of our team is on site when we have these clinics. We were able to offer some clinics at our Forsyth office this past week, and those went over really well. And then we've also are now expanding our vaccine site to a new location. So we were sharing a site at the Branson Activity Center, and we were sharing that with Cox Health. And at this moment, we're both getting enough vaccine that we've been able to expand past that, where we've outgrown the site. So Cox will stay at the Branson Activity Center, and then we will be over at the Branson Meadows Shopping Center. It used to be the old VF outlet is where we'll be located. So it's a great space. It is wide open. We've got all of our teams set up there, and they're starting to run vaccines there today. So that's where we'll be located moving forward. We are still in a little bit of transition. So we'll have one more clinic over at the Branson Activity Center next Saturday. But from that point on, we'll be solely running out of the old VF outlet shopping center. So it's a great site. We think we'll be able to serve more people and be able to provide more opportunities for access to the vaccines. So as mentioned, we are moving on to that Tier 3. It is now open. So that broadens up who is eligible for vaccines. So, of course, anybody in the county, any elected officials are included in that. That includes our teachers. It includes a lot of our utilities, such as water, electric. So please feel free to refer people onto our Facebook page or to call us, and we'll get them scheduled for a vaccine. We do have plenty of openings. We're going to be doing just under 1,200 vaccines today and tomorrow, and then we anticipate doing more vaccines later this week. So if somebody does not have access to either email or Facebook or Internet, they can always call us to schedule. Most of our team is out of the office at these vaccine clinics, so they do need to leave a message, and we will call them back. And that our phone number is 417-334-4544, and if you call extension 570, that's our scheduling extension. But leave a message, and somebody will call back. Like I said, basically the entire team, with the exception of about three or four people, are all at the vaccine site. So that's my update. Are there any questions?
How many people did you say were actually vaccinated?
So that we've done, or across the county?
Across the county.
Sure. So on the state website, they've got just over 10,600 have at least initiated a first dose. Of course, it's a two-dose series. Of that, we have done just under 5,900 of those at Taney County Health Department.
So whenever, like, the hospitals and mm-hmm. or the different doctor's offices, uh-huh. those all get reported
yep.
to the state?
Yep, those make up the difference of that.
And they everything gets reported?
Everything gets reported, yes. So we've got both of our healthcare systems here in Taney County are vaccinating. We've got a couple of other health clinics like Faith Community Health. We've got a couple other independent physicians. We're now seeing pharmacies are starting to go online. And so we'll see them start vaccinating here in the near future.
And you've had many people that have gotten that second shot also.
Mm-hmm. We've got just under 2,400 that we have fully vaccinated.
If they get vaccinated in another county, does that?
It comes back to our count.
It mm-hmm. does come back to
us. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so looking at across the state, we are one of those counties that's been identified as we are seeing people come to us because either we have more vaccine or we're vaccinating more efficiently. So we've been identified as a county that's actually drawing other counties. So we are doing a really efficient job as far as vaccinating people.
So if they get vaccinated here, it's all just through the reporting?
It just knows? Yep, and it links. We all report to the same system. It's all through the state health department, and it links the individual to their county of residence.
Okay. I just know some people whose doctor's offices are in Branson West, mm-hmm. so they went over there and got vaccinated.
Yeah, so those counts will come over.
It's still applied to obtain again.
Yep, they'll apply to that state number. What we see on the state website, the 10,600-ish.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is the same thing true of a death, like if they were in Joplin, but they're resident here, mm-hmm. and they died there, they would be reported as a death here?
Yeah, it's all linked to your county of residence, mm-hmm. the new cases as well as the deaths. So everything, the vaccinations are all linked to county of residence.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we want to move back up to the body cameras. The sheriff is here.
We approved that.
We approved it. Yeah, okay. Sheriff, we already approved the body cameras. Did you want to?
The invitations I had were for, I had one for 9:30 for the surplus, and one for 11:05 for the body cameras. I guess I just need to be here at 9 o'clock in the future.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
we approved it all.
I'm sorry. I assumed that's when I was supposed to be here at all. But those are both taken care of?
Both taken care of, both approved.
Yep.
And we'll figure out, because it does on our calendar, it does divide them all out just for times, even though it all starts at 9.
Okay.
I'll see if we can't, because that's caused confusion in the past for other people
that
as well.
Would be.
Well, no. It's caused confusion in the past for us, so we need to figure that out. So,
okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you for
your
time.
We didn't want you wasting your time sitting there to the end of the meeting and find out we've already done it.
I appreciate it.
Day. All righty.
Have a good day.
You too. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got only two court orders. They're personal property paid abatements, otherwise known as refunds. And on both of these vehicles that are in question was not registered in the state of Missouri as of January 1, 2020. And that's what these court orders are for.
Have they changed it on your RVs? Used to it was where it was housed. Like if they're living it here and they're keeping it housed here, although it could be titled, it's not like the car. If it's, they'd have it titled somewhere else, but if they housed it.
I'm just going off of the paperwork I was given.
Mm-hmm.
I do not delve into any of that.
Mm-hmm. Does the collector know if they've changed that from where it's housed at?
I don't know. They changed it or
Over the years, we've had many emails.
Yeah,
we've had the state tax commission come in on that. Many emails that if it was housed, but okay, only comment.
Well, this is Exhibit A. Today's the 15th.
It is.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 3/15/2021.
Second.
We have
Excuse
a second.
Me. Excuse me. We already had an Exhibit A. Move, make this Exhibit B.
Exhibit B.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 3/15/2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you. I made that Exhibit A earlier. What did you make that off of it, Jim?
Yeah.
The treasure sheet list has several things. Rather than to list each individual thing, I just called it Exhibit A.
Yeah. Let's see. CARES Act Phase 3. I have a letter dated March 11, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notice of agreement as to form for Phase 3.
I closed my file. Is this the one we've
this
already
is
written?
The,
this is the business private?
It's the distribution agreement and the notice of decision. We've done it for the other two phases. We just need to update the signatures on the agreement and date for small business.
This is for the small business.
we'll have to do another one when we make final decisions for in a public entities, nonprofits.
Sorry, I thought this was all discussion upstairs.
Okay, I thought we were going to have more discussion on, but this isn't.
We're
this
scheduled.
Isn't,
this is the.
We're, yeah, we're scheduled upstairs.
We're upstairs
okay.
for another.
Thank you. That's yep. what I was thinking. If we just approve the distribution agreement for phase three, then that'll be based upon the amounts.
It's based on the decisions, everything we've already made. We just need to update the dates and signatures for the agreement.
Okay.
So the last time it was signed was in November for phase two.
Move to approve the distribution of County CARES Act funds notice of decision for phase three, specific to it was a small business, or how was that labeled? Do you remember?
I think it was small business.
Two small businesses.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the county distribution agreement of CARES Act funds for phase three specific to small business.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. See you upstairs.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess until 10:30, and we'll be upstairs for the Phase 3 CARES Act discussion in the conference room.
Have they decided on Wednesday also?